It'd be cool if we had all this tech back when, back in the late 80s, early 90s. Because if we had all this tech, then it would probably not be, it would be nice if we had the ham radio culture we had back then in the 80s and 90s with the technology we have today. But they're joined at the hip. With the technology comes the destruction of a community that we once had. It's just part and parcel. You can't have one or the other. You can't have both. And one actually takes from the other. But yeah, you're right. It's amazing what we get now. I mean, I just look at some of the test equipment and tech and radios and stuff like that. It just blows my mind what we can do now. Back, when I first started out in this hobby, if you wanted really good test equipment for your shack, you were talking about, really expensive proposition. And, some of the gear is still really expensive, but there is a lot of really, really good equipment for very, 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 reasonable prices. And, the average ham can outfit himself with just everything from antenna analyzers and solder stations and commercial comm monitors and stuff like that. It's amazing. Not to mention just the tools of the trade, And you're right. It really is a wonderful time to be in this hobby. Just unfortunately, the technology has in a way diminished it a bit.